1913. September 4th, 1913. A cheering testimony. Ellen G. White. Christiania, Norway. July 7th, 1886. I do not think many of our people know what it is to believe in Jesus in the fullest sense of the word. When we do, we shall have a heart filled with such a sense of the salvation that it is our privilege to accept, that we will gladly receive it, and be trustful and happy in the assurance of His love. And with this faith, appropriating the blessing to ourselves, we have glad and hopeful and joyful hearts all the time. Bright hopes become those who have such a Savior. We should not have sadness and gloom and painful sympathies for our supposed afflictions and hardships. Humbled we may be ever because of our sinfulness and because we have grieved the Savior, but glad that we can believe that Jesus has promised to forgive the sins of the contrite heart, and that these sins, through Jesus Christ, shall be blotted from the book of His remembrance. Now, why should we not be the most grateful of mortals that such an ample sacrifice, in infinite mercy, has been made in our behalf? Let these words be on our lips if we have complied with the conditions laid down in the Word of God. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. We need far greater love, far greater faith, and much less of self. Oh, that my brethren could see the fullness that there is in Jesus, and the love wherewith He hath loved us. In Christ we are as if we had suffered the penalty we have incurred. In Christ I am as if I had obeyed and rendered perfect obedience to the law, which we cannot perfectly obey without Christ imparts to us His merits and His righteousness. Oh, the plan of salvation is a wonderful matter, and we have enough to think of and talk of and to be thankful for every day of our lives. God can retain all His justice and present it to us with a greater dignity and luster. He can retain all His glory and reveal it to us in still increased glory and majesty, and yet pardon the transgressor. Through Christ, who was equal with the Father, we may claim the blessing of peace and rest. We need much of the Spirit of God. We seem to feel that we must do the work and do not bring Christ and His love into the work.